This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Trouble getting going lately because John, he's right there, and well, this is 100% hockey with Millard and Shannon.
Hold on. This is a bonus edition.
It is. I was going to get
bonus
there.
Edition of 100% hockey.
But before I could even get there, you had something on your mind, and then you shut it down. What were you going to say to me?
This is a bonus edition.
That's what you were going to tell me?
I am now. This is a bonus edition of 100% Hockey because we were lucky enough to get a mom and dad on the show. God, we needed some more heartwarming stories. We're a little too, you know, basic, like sticks and puck stuff. I got the real deal now.
I'm at the rink, you're at the rink, and you've been around minor hockey for your child.
Or if you're American, youth hockey. You can call it youth hockey.
You raised a child through.
I raised a goaltender.
You've seen the expectations of parents and children alike, and those that just have fun. We shouldn't lump everybody into the my child's going to play in the NHL category, but there are some. And then you've got Chantel and Keith, who have put two players in not just the National Hockey League. One's won a Stanley Cup, and they're both in this best on best. It's an incredible story that I think is only going to grow in its lore over the next couple of weeks.
Well, and weeks? How about the next decade, Darren? Seriously, I mean, these two guys are of an age that we're going to see them grow on the international stage. Four nations face off at the Olympics next year in Italy, and then the Olympics in 2030, wherever they are, or in 2034 when they're in Salt Lake City again. It's going to be unbelievable what Matthew and Brady Tkachuk are able to do for USA hockey in the skate boots, following the skates of Keith, who made an impact in the game of the United States as well.
What would you, when you look at the Tkachuks coming through this, what would you put as their number one offering to a team? Is it their spirit? Is it their skill? Is it their brashness?
I would use the word grit. It's their grit. Doing anything to win. What has happened in the United States in the last 40 years is more and more young men and women are playing hockey, and those that can get to the NHL, we are getting better athletes. The athletes that used to go play football or go play baseball or maybe even a little bit of basketball, but a lot of them are now going to the game of hockey. And Matthew and Brady, they'd both be linebackers or defensive backs, don't you think, if they played football?
Yeah.
I think that, the athletes that they are, they can compete at any level. And then you put that competitiveness that they've had within the Tkachuk family for a couple of decades, they're going to be fun to watch.
We've been following all the line combinations from the four teams at their opening couple of practices. Matthew right now on the right side with Jack Eichel, and JT Miller is centering a line with Brady Tkachuk. They need to be on the same line at some point, don't they?
At some point. And here's the thing.
Not just a shift.
No, I've been giggling about this for the last, you know, like since the teams arrived in Montreal, is that here's the lines. You can't go wrong with anybody, with these teams, particularly Canada and the United States that we're more familiar with. So a lot of people are saying, well, what, you know, we should be doing the Scotty Bowman system and dealing in pairs, centerman winger, working together. I'd love to see Matthew and Brady play a period together with somebody else on the other side. Stick Matthew at center for the short period of time and let it happen.
I need to see them for a couple of periods just to see the impact of that.
It would be fun.
Make it easier on mom and dad too.
Well, yeah, I guess it would. Well, I don't think mom and dad are sitting in the stands worried about ice time. Not now.
Maybe not ice time, but just the stress of having your kids out there, and then you can take a breather. We'll find out. Chantel and Keith are standing by. We'll get into it with the Tkachuks watching their sons at the Four Nations Face-Off on 100% Hockey. This is a bonus episode and exclusive with you coming up next. Before we get too deep into the history and of the likeness of the boys to Keith and personalities, here's Chantel and Walt on 100% Hockey with Millard and Shannon. Do you guys have the mini sticks packed for this tournament? I'm sure you've gone to a lot of these tournaments over the years, Chantel.
We're saving those for our grandkids. They're tucked away. We still have them, though. We still have them.
It's just another tournament, but slightly bigger scale that you guys are looking forward to. Walt, what's this on the anticipation scale for you?
Well, I think it's up there. I mean, obviously, what we went through last year with Matthew, but now they both get to do something they haven't, I don't think, have ever done, be on the same team representing their country. So this is... this is it for us. This is huge. We're so thrilled to go watch them. They've earned the right to be on this team and to do it together for the first time. It's going to be incredible.
Do you recall the first time they played together? Is that a reality, or were they one was 10?
Yeah, you know, I don't think they've ever played together on a team. There's a reason for that, because they might fight all the time each other. So we'll see how they temper these two on the bench.
No, they did play together when Brady was 4 and Matthew was 6. We threw Brady out there in a mini mites game, but that's it. So it's been a long time.
So really, that's the last time they would have played together.
Yeah.
At any level, do you have any anticipation that they'll play on the same line during the tournament?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, eventually it might be, because you know how things happen so quickly and things get tinkered when things, you know, who knows what will happen. But I'm just thrilled. We're both thrilled that they're just playing on the same team.
Any advice for Mike Sullivan, Keith?
Call if they get a little out of control on the bench, just call Chantel.
What about you, Coach Chantel? What advice would you be giving the coach of the American team?
Well, I'm a bad person to ask, because I just want them to have fun and win.
Oh, no. Yeah, not necessarily fun or win. I think win's probably more important than fun, correct?
Yeah, both. Win and have fun. And when you win, you have fun. So I guess it's both.
Who's more like Keith from a personality standpoint, Chantel?
Matthew, for sure. Yeah, they are a carbon copy of each other, actually. It's quite scary. So the same personality, same wit, same everything. they both like to needle you and get under your skin.
So how does Brady fit into that that trifecta when dad and the two boys are together? I know you have a daughter too. I'm not trying to ignore her, but when the two boys and dad are in the same room, how vicious does it get?
Well, Brady's got the biggest heart of all of them, so you have to push him really far to get him frazzled. But when you do, watch out, because his head spins 3 times, and then everybody better run.
Walt, any advice for what they're about to experience? You played in the same building that they're going to this week and had a pretty good
played. Performance. How about, no, don't say played, won.
Right.
Won.
Yep.
Won. Won the World Cup in 1996.
So any thoughts that you've passed on to them?
Well, I haven't talked to them a little bit since they've been together. I usually talk to the boys every day, but since they've been together, I've been iced out a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I get right to voicemail, and I'm not happy about it, but it makes me feel good knowing that they're having so much fun together. But I think, you know what, I can't give kids advice. It's hard. I mean, it's easy for us to go watch the games and be critical or tell them this or tell them that, but they're doing a great job. They know what's at stake. They've been waiting for this day for a while. You got to play on the biggest stage, represent your country. They know what's at stake, but I hope they win. I want my kids to do better than I did, and we want the best for them. That's what that's what everybody should be as a parent.
One of the things that you would admire about the boys is that there's a tremendous amount of leadership that both of them have exuded in their NHL careers. Chantel, where did you first see that, and how did that come about?
I mean, I think Keith was obviously a really good role model for them, and just being around the rinks, and Keith was always a leader on his teams, and they just saw how, you know, he acted throughout. But they, you know, were also leaders in their schools, and I don't know, I guess it was just a characteristic they both had, but I'm really proud of them. Yeah. And it's such an honor.
I think being around the rink and you know, realizing they weren't starstruck when they went to the locker rooms as a young kid. You know, they didn't, you know, when you have to respect the veterans. And I think, you know, that really helped in the long run to make them understand the game, even when they were kids and they probably didn't realize it, how to act in the locker room. But they've always been good teammates, you know, starting from when they were younger. And, you know, they're always learning. Every day you get to learn. And they learn from veterans that they've played with now. So, you know, I'm proud of the way they handle themselves. You know, some people don't like on ice stuff with them, but off the ice, the more importantly, where they, you know, are with fans, the trainers, the staff, 100% respectful, and that makes us feel good as parents.
I'm curious, when the boys do call home, when they're not freezing you out, Keith, what would they, what questions would they ask you, if anything?
Well, we just talk, you know, and, you know, if you watch the game, you know, what are your thoughts? And you just, you kind of give them, you know, some advice. But at the end of the day, they're both having, you know, success. And it's easy for me to nitpick watching one player all game. So, but no, I think they've handled things well. They've learned, you know, a bunch of different things, not just on the ice. So, you know, it's sometimes we get a little heated, but most of the time, Chantel tells them they play great every single time.
That's what moms are supposed to do, Chantel.
Exactly.
Chantel,
actually,
did you get
if I don't say anything, then maybe they think they might not have played well, because I always say they play great.
That's a great point. And they would read off that. Did you get a vibe from the boys going into their arrival in Montreal, Chantel, about whether they were anxious, excited, what emotions they were going through?
I think just really excited. I mean, they are really excited to play together and play with all those amazing players for the U.S. team and represent their country. I just think overall it was just excitement, at least to me anyways.
So they're talking to you, though? They haven't frozen you out, I assume.
Well, I haven't talked to them since they've been together since yesterday. Wow. So they're kind of freezing me out, too. But I guess they're having a lot of fun, so that's good.
Having fun's good, yeah. So now this might be an overly obvious question, but Chantel, where'd your love of hockey come from?
Well, I joke, I grew up as a hockey sister, then I became a hockey wife, and now I'm a hockey mom. So I've kind of been around the game my whole life as well.
And did you ever play? I'm just curious.
No. I think I played ringette for like 2 years when I was little, but definitely the boys' skills do not come from their mother.
What's it like watching the boys get ready for this? Because you were there when Keith was playing in that World Cup and on that huge stage. And I'm just wondering what your feelings are, or are they the same? Are they a little bit different?
I mean, obviously, I'm a little bit nervous. I want them to do so well, but obviously super excited. I mean, the chance to watch both our boys play together is a dream come true for us, for sure.
Every parent is more nervous. I mean, I'm terrified watching the boys, no matter what. You want them to do so well, but she was too busy watching the kids and chasing them around the rinks to actually sit down and watch. So it's more terrifying for us to watch our own kids.
I don't want to put you on the spot, Keith, but would you like them to play together?
I don't know. It's that, you know what? Of course, you want to see them out there for a shift or two, but you know, the coaches do things for a reason, but down the road, who knows? I don't know.
No, I know, but I'm just th even thinking in the tournament. I mean, the last 48 hours in our country, there have been more tweets and messages about line combinations than ever since the Olympic Games or the World Cup in 2016. But if somebody has said it's Kachuk Kachuk on one line in this tournament, that has to be a little cool.
Yeah, it is. It will be. I think it hasn't sunk in yet with this whole thing until we actually get to Montreal and see them on the ice together. I mean, it's just this is a, you know, as big as it gets minus the playoffs. So this is an incredible opportunity for these kids. And I just, you know, whether they play together, whether they don't, I just want to see them have success and win that championship.
Are they able to complement each other, do you think, with their styles, or are they maybe too similar with their styles?
I don't know. I think, you know what? I think they'll find a way. I think Brady will do a lot of the grunt work for Matthew, and Brady will be told to get the puck to Matthew by Matthew. So then go to the net, Brady, and Matthew will find you. I could see this is how Matthew thinks. So, but no, I think it will. They're rambunctious. They get in there, but they do have some skill. And the poor center who would play with them, you better get ready to get in the scrums.
I've got a. There's part of me that, we know you're American, proudly American, as you should be. But Matthew played a long time in Calgary. Keith, you played a long time in Winnipeg. Brady's obviously the captain of the Ottawa Senators. There's got to be a little bit of, angst about Canada, isn't there? Isn't there a little Canadian in you there somewhere?
Yeah, it's right here. No,
I'm the Winnipeg girl.
Oh, I know, but but you're
it's hey, we.
you're. I think you. I think I see a little more red, white, and blue than red and white, Chantel.
Hey, you know what? Winnipeg was great to me. I mean, everything about Winnipeg was awesome. The Calgary organization, the fans were incredible to Matthew, and the same with Ottawa. So, absolutely, but not against the U.S. Now, if it's anybody else playing, then you want Canada to win, you know. But we're all American. Well, I'm not. You're not. You are now.
Saturday night's going to be an interesting one then, Canada USA.
Yes.
Let's get by.
So,
Let's get to Finland first.
how do you handle that with the family, Chantel?
Well, they know I've converted them all. I mean, it's family first. You cheer for your relatives and family first, but they're all proud Canadians too.
We got to ask you.
Go
Go
ahead.
ahead. Go ahead, Darren.
No, go, John.
I'm going to change the topic because our American listeners w won't know, but Chantel was the star of the best hockey commercial going for her Hyundai with the boys in the back. I want to know how many takes it took, and I wanted to know if they were really getting along back there.
Well, ironically, how they did the commercial, they were filming in one car and I was filming in a different car. So I only got to watch their takes from a video screen while they were doing it. And I mean, I was dying laughing watching them. I mean, Brady was sweating bullets because he was the one who had to keep going to the back of the car, and they were having so much fun
Well,
doing it.
every family and every mom can relate to that situation because that's happened a thousand times.
Yeah, it's like a true story. We do that all the time in our car.
So when the agency approached you, did you come up with the idea, or was this their idea, or this was just some?
No, it was their idea. And actually the boys, text me one day and they were like, "Mom, can you go up to Toronto for a day and do this with us? And I didn't really know what I was getting into or what it was about. And it ended up being such a fun experience with them.
I probably sold a lot of cars for them too, because it ran so many times. I mean, you became an instant celebrity in our country.
Those acting classes really paid off.
When you look at the history that's going to be made here, have you taken time to reflect on what's happening with two boys on Team USA and a best on best, Walt?
I mean, everything's happened so fast. We've been lucky. We get to watch, these kids live out their dream. And, I feel, first of all, I feel like the season has gone by so fast to get to this point. So yeah, I mean, this is, I don't think it'll hit me till I get to the rink and see all the people and see other players' families that we've known for years. Whether it's from the National Team Development Program or, World Juniors. There's a ton of people we know. So, I mean, when the kids are growing up, you don't think this will ever happen. You don't get to that point now. Some crazy parents do, but we never thought that as when the kids are growing up, we're like, all right, just go out and play, guys. But as you get older, and with the Stanley Cup last year to now this, and it's just been we can't believe this is happening. We're living a dream. Now I know what my parents are felt like when I played in Olympics and World Cups. It's just, it's just so much fun. It's stressful, but a good stressful.
And you mentioned the word Olympics. Obviously, that has to be in the back of your mind too. A year from now, Milan and or Cortina and Milan will host the Olympics, and I would assume you have to think. I mean, I would certainly think the boys will be there as well. That's got to be exciting.
Well, we're hoping, but it's a long time from now. But we're gonna take this tournament and enjoy this, and whatever happens after, it happens.
Take a break. We'll come back with more from Chantel and Keith, the Kachucks, on 100% Hockey with Millard and Shannon. Chantel, Keith talked about the boys just wanting to have fun, or you guys just wanting the boys to have fun when they were minor hockey. Did you have to pull the expectations back from them or from yourself as they started to go through it?
I don't think either of us really had any expectations. I mean, I think the boys just all along were having fun. And I mean, obviously they would, play mini sticks and pretend they were, Sidney Crosby or Eugenie Malkin or whomever at the time were their heroes and stuff. And they would pretend that they were professional hockey players. But I don't think they ever thought, that. I mean, we didn't have any expectations on them, and I just don't know. Maybe they expected they were going to be in the NHL one day, but that was just their childhood dream.
We always, when I was fortunate to go to a Olympics or an All-Star game, Chantel had them take pictures with just different players. And a lot of those players were still playing when Matt, at least when Matthew and Brady came into the league, which is crazy. And it's crazy thinking, when they were young kids, they were fans. Now able to play against these guys, it's incredible. But we didn't really, it's hard to make it. It really is.
When did you in their timing? So Brady went to university to play hockey, and Matthew went to London to play hockey. When they got to that point, was there an understanding that they were going to become professional players?
Well, I mean, it's likely you're going to have a shot to make it. It's up to them. They both played at the National Team Development Program in Michigan, which is a huge stepping stone for college or wherever else you want to go. But, like any kid, they had to work on a ton of things to get there. But, as they got a little bit older, Matthew's draft year was playing in London and they had success up there, and Brady team once the NCAA, they were both late birthdays, so that was their draft year. And but still, you get drafted doesn't mean squat. You have to go out and still continue to work hard and develop. And here we are.
Chantel, did you know at a certain point that you were raising two professional hockey players?
No, just basically what Keith said. I think, once they were at the national team development program, we, kind of started to think, oh, well, maybe they could get drafted or, kind of starting to think there was maybe a potential future. But like he said, I mean, the draft is never a guarantee either. So even though they were both drafted, we just really didn't, plan on them for sure being in the NHL because every year there's players that are drafted that, don't get to that level. So, but they continued to work hard, and I mean, it was obviously their dream, and they were put into great situations with both of their teams, both with Calgary and Ottawa, and they were able to take that opportunity and run with it. So we're just really proud of them.
You know, the development program, gosh, it's something that I think has probably been a huge advantage, Keith, for the American program, don't you think? I mean, we don't have one in our country, and maybe we should.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling that, people have an opportunity to make it and they don't take advantage of it. It's a great program. It's 2 years. You have, everybody comes in at the same age. You're on the same team with the guys that are the same age, and you're both, it's just a great program. And see the difference when they first start to where they end is night and day. And it really helped both my boys. Both my boys struggled the first year at that program, and they found a way to work hard. They got bigger, they got stronger, and now you have options. And I see both sides of it. One went to college, great choice. One went to the London Knights, which was a great choice. And they both made their own decisions on what they wanted to do, and it worked out so far.
So Chantel, when Keith talks about struggling that first year, what were those phone calls like?
Oh gosh, yeah. It was hard. I mean, hard as a mom, especially, knowing that they were frustrated or, down on themselves and you're not there. So we would go up regularly and see them, but
Well, I live with Brady's.
well, you live
Yeah.
with Brady, yeah. But with, I mean, I wasn't there.
I just took his phone away.
Yeah, but from, I mean, as a mom, you never want to see your kids unhappy and down on themselves. So,
It's good to struggle at some point. It is. It's good. It makes you better. It's they worked. I gotta give the kids credit. They work. They've done a good job. And but that program and both Boston University and the London Knights, are big reasons why they are where they are.
are they as good as you?
All right, now we're talking out of line here. Yeah, they're both better than me. They are.
I listen, I
Talk
don't
to
know.
them
I
every
listen.
day.
I sat one night, I'll tell you what, I sat on the gold seats on the glass at Maple Leaf Gardens one night when the Jets came to town. And you cut in on the wing like I've never seen before, and I don't think I've seen since. I mean, you were the prototypical power forward, and you could actually, it was almost a 90-degree turn. And nobody could do that in those days.
Well, the only claim to fame I have, I was the better skater out of all three of us, so. Got to know the family really well. Actually, instead of Austin going home sometimes when the kids had break, they would come here, and I think he spent like an Easter or something. Well, it was good. They're a good family, really, really nice. And we're looking forward to seeing them and the Hughes family, the Hannafins, the McAvoys. There's so many great people that we're looking forward to seeing. And the three captains all played at the 97 National Team Development Program, Charlie, Austin, and Matthew. So it's pretty
Oh.
crazy, but it's going to be a fun event. It really is. I'm looking forward to it, and be great to catch up with a lot of people.
So many benefits from meeting players to being exposed to professional hockey, role model with dad, but they still had that name on the back of their jersey. And Chantel, I'm curious, was there ever any moments where there's maybe pressure on the forum because the Kachucks were playing tonight, or any backlash or other parents being upset? Did you ever have to go through that kind of experience?
I never went through any of that with parents, but I know they would, get ribbed about it on the ice at times, especially when they were younger. And they handled it and I guess proved themselves.
They made them better chirpers, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, not Brady, but Matthew's pretty good at that. Brady just wants to drop the gloves.
Matthew's world class at it. I
Oh.
give him credit there. He is so good. And I asked him about it one time. He's like, "I don't chirp. I've got my mouth guard in. I can chirp." I'm like,
Well, it's funny. A lot of guys he plays with on USA, I'm sure he's chirped quite a bit. So,
what would that be like for him playing with the guys? I know that there's a history with a lot of players from the program, but he's a competitor and he lets you know what he thinks.
he's all business. It's professional with him. He knows. He just, I don't know. He's got a lot of faults, but he's professional, and he wants to win. He'll do whatever it takes to win, no matter what. We saw the boys play against each other, last few years. It doesn't bother him. At the end of the day, it's about winning.
Well,
So,
and
and it,
his persona on the ice is completely different than his persona off the
yeah,
ice
for both of
for
them.
both of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when actually somebody asked me this question today on another radio station was, will any of these guys, take it easy on their teammates? But I suggest when Sasha Barkov and Matthew meet on Thursday night, it's going to be as vicious as it can be, correct?
Oh, man, that's one guy you can't touch it if it's me. Like, God, anybody else but Barkov. There may be Forsling. How? No, but Matthew, they got an understanding. They're going to play as hard as they can against each other. But God, you don't want to touch Barkov.
Then Saturday night with Sam Bennett.
Yep. I don't think Sam cares either. Sam will go right through you.
Chantel, what do you admire the most about each of the boys?
Really how they've handled everything. They've, been doing really well, but they've still maintained a grounded, good value system, and I'm just really proud of the people that they are.
How many rinks do you think you've watched them play in?
Oh God. I have no clue.
Yeah, we've been,
We've
well,
been everywhere.
yeah.
We've been around the world with them. I mean, I've been at a hockey tournament in Russia with Brady. We've been to multiple tournaments in Europe
Yeah.
and obviously all over the US and Canada. So
All our friends are taking nice vacations to the Bahamas, Mexico. We go to Chicago, we go to Detroit. But you know what? I wouldn't have changed anything for it. It was the best times we've had traveling with our kids.
Yeah, and just, with families as well, a lot of the other hockey parents are lifelong friends of ours too.
Talked to Jack a couple of weeks ago, and Eichel said it's time for USA Hockey to take that next step again. They've been knocking on the door, and there's been a lot of positives about the World Junior program, but at the senior level, they haven't been able to replicate what happened in 96 or 1980. Keith, what's your assessment of where the senior team is now and the expectations?
You're expected to win gold medal or championship. There's no doubt about it. In this group, I mean, it's an elite group. When I was going through it, we based everything on the 80 Olympic team. We finally broke through in 96. But at the end of the day, Canada's won everything. And, obviously there's some Olympics in there that other countries have won, but it'd be disappointing if they don't win a championship here this year. And then you hate to look forward to the next Olympics, but expectations are high and they should be high. And that's just the way USA Hockey needs to be. There's a lot of players coming through, a lot of elite players. So I love the direction we're heading. It's fun to see, and but the expectations are to win.
Darren and I have talked about this before, but I was lucky enough to be involved in '96 to a great deal at the World Cup, and there is a generation of American-born players that view 1996 like previous generations view 1980. You guys made a huge impact on the game of hockey, and that has to keep you very satisfied, Keith, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. I think that, along with the national team development program, and then the NHL moving to places where when I grew up, it was Massachusetts, Minnesota, Michigan.
Right.
And now you're getting players from California, Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri. I mean, it's in Florida. You're going to see players from Vegas in a few years. So I'm proud of that. I think it's great for the game. But, the NHL moving to some of those cities and I think it's been a huge impact on you on the hockey in general across the country.
When you guys will watch this week, do you talk while you watch? Do you body check back and forth? What's the dynamic between the two
I
of
have a
you?
hard time watching a game with her. She gets, oh, just that's why I go downstairs. I got a great setup. She'll stay upstairs. And God forbid I say anything bad about her kids. Holy moly.
We might start the game sitting beside each other, but you might then see us with people in between us.
I'll be sitting with Taryn. She thinks the same way I think.
If memory serves me, I've seen you at other big events and even play. You kind of walk around, Keith, don't you? What don't you take some time to shuttle around and
I gotta
keep
say
your
hi to
mind
my
distracted?
people. Yeah. No, when the game's on, I'm ready. But no, we'll have fun. We're looking forward to this. This is I still can't believe it. I won't believe it until I walk into that rink and see them on the ice together.
Yeah, red, white, and blue in that uniform and Kachuk on the back. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, this is
Well,
crazy.
especially at the Montreal rink, which is iconic in itself. It'll be
Yeah.
really awesome.
Now you just came back from Europe, Keith. Was there any chatter about this tournament over there?
Yeah, everybody was looking forward to it. So, especially all the American scouts saying the boys better bring it home. So,
Now the Swedish team and the Finnish team were, between the four of us were Canadian and American, but we better not sell the others short, correct?
oh, yeah, are you kidding me? Any four of these teams can win it. There's no doubt about it. You got three of the four of the best Finnish guys up in front. And then you got the Swedish defenseman. You kidding me? This is the best on best, and it's going to be anybody's tournament.
What's the biggest memory from '96 that you could, if you had a quiet moment, to pass along to the boys, if they would take your call?
If they take my call. Well, you know what? Everybody understood what their role was. There was nobody bigger than the other. I think we bonded pretty quickly. Anybody who plays with Lou Lamoriello knows that you have to be a team. And there's a lot of guys on that 96 team that didn't get enough credit that they deserve, but it was a really close team. So you got to find a way, whatever opportunity you get, you got to take advantage of it and just play hard like an American.
Taryn is a accomplished field hockey player. If we put her on the line with the two boys, who runs the show?
Well, I think she'll probably make her and Matthew will get Brady going, and Brady will be the guy that gets it. All right. No, but she's just like Matthew, so she's got that personality where she's pretty witty, so.
Hold on. There's chirping in field hockey?
Oh yeah, she'll do anything. She's like just like Matthew.
Well, and chirping amongst each other.
Oh
All
yeah.
they do is chirp amongst each other.
You better have thick skin in our house with
In
that.
our family group chat, you have to have thick skin.
Do you have fun with that, Chantel, or is it like, wow?
I know I do, because it's all in fun, and
Yeah.
I mean it, we like to laugh a lot, so it's all good.
Fun stuff. Guys, we can't wait to watch with you and watch you watch them. It's going to be a thrill. Congratulations. People, though, will want to know. What is the secret to raising a National Hockey League now that you've done two and they're both in the best on best? So, what is the secret sauce?
Well, I'll let her speak afterwards. In terms of hockey, I've always said this to the boys: compete and be a good teammate. That's it, Chantal.
Well, and I just think in sports in general, I mean, they led all of this. They were the ones with the passion for the sport from the get-go, and we had them play all different sports, and they loved playing all different sports, but hockey was their true passion. And I really don't think anybody ever reaches this level unless they themselves are passionate about it. So the parents can be passionate all they want, but if your child's not passionate about it, it's probably not going to happen.
Looking forward to seeing another number seven with Tkachuk in the back playing for Team USA, 19 as well. But this will be a lot of fun. Appreciate it, you guys, and enjoy every moment.
Thank you so
much.
Thanks,
Darren. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
I forgot about the commercial. I did. I
oh, you did?
About the
oh, no.
Commercial.
It's a, yeah. They did a one in French, too, with the Joseph brothers. But I thought Chantel did a marvelous job with the commercial, and now I know how they did it with two cars, not one. So I always like that kind of stuff.
I do too, but I didn't. I was like you. I thought it was just one car. Why wouldn't they have multiples?
And,
but
and shoot it over and over and over again, you know? So, yeah. Well, that's and listen, and I didn't want to get into it with Keith and Chantel about the character of their kids. Because you can see it a mile away. Ask anybody in Ottawa what Brady Tkachuk has meant to the community. The amount of stuff he does for charity, the amount of times as he's going off the ice at the end of the warm-up, posing for pictures. I mean, this guy is remarkable. He's remarkable at what he has been able to create in such a short period of time as a leader and a charitable person. Matthew, we saw Matthew grow up a little different way in Calgary when you consider there was a couple of suspensions here or there. A couple of times the team had to, you know, hey, Matthew, you got to be a little more straight and narrow. And I remember Brad Treliving, our old pal who was the manager in Calgary, saying, yeah, I had a long talk with Walt about Matthew yesterday. And then next thing you know, Keith's talked to Matthew and things are back on the straight and narrow, but it's I think you can get the sense between mom and dad where the kids have come from and who they are and why they are what they are.
And that's a lesson, isn't it? To hear Keith and Chantel talk about their boys and what are they most proud of is the people they are.
Yeah.
Not the goals, not the assists, not playing for Team USA, not winning a Stanley Cup. I mean, those are there, but nowhere near being so impressed by their personalities.
Well, and both of the boys now, one of them has done something that Keith never did, and that's win the Stanley Cup. And next year they will both have an opportunity to do something Keith didn't do either, and that's win an Olympic gold medal. And so and I was serious about when I was telling him about, like, he was as big a power forward, as impressive a power forward as I've ever seen in the National Hockey League those last couple of years in Winnipeg. And remember where there was that whole time when Keith was going to end up in Chicago. Remember
when
he was
on the offer sheet.
Yeah, he was supposed to go to Chicago, and that would have been devastating for the Jets at that point.
He told me on the old podcast, on the Chirp, he walked me through that story about going to Chicago and being with Mr. Wirtz and
we call him
how
Bill.
It all
Bill
came, how it all came about. And it was close. But just their ability to appreciate their kids as their kids and be worried about their kids and live through this as their kids is one, a great compliment to them as parents, but two, like Walt did live it. Like Walt, are they better than you? I asked Walt. They got some work to do before they're better than Walt. With all due respect to the boys.
Yes, yeah, but you can see the competitive fire in both of them that their dad had. That's for sure.
Get to hang out with them at the media tour every year that comes through Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Start of the year. And they're so much fun. Like laughing and goofing around, and they just get it. Yeah. Not everybody is like that. They want to get in and they want to get out. Every year, they've been awesome. You think the lines will change, though?
Oh, are you kidding me? How many head coaches behind the American bench?
Yeah.
How many coaches behind the Canadian bench?
Yeah, four. Yeah.
Yeah. They'll be changing lines like you and I change t-shirts.
The only reason I brought it up is because right before we hit record, I said, let me just look, get one more look at the lines where who's centering both boys. And he went, they're going to change.
They're going to change.
So I wanted to just give you an opportunity to say that publicly.
They are going to change, you know.
It's going to remember what you were going to say to me off the top of the show?
It's right a before. Bonus episode, yeah.
Oh, you're sticking to that. Yeah. I think there's something more there that you wanted to get to me.
No. It's a long
you sure time. You won't tell me? As soon as we stop recording, you're not allowed to give it to me.
You say goodbye, Darren.
Okay. Goodbye, John. Thanks for listening, everybody, to this bonus episode, and I really appreciate it with Keith and Chantel, the Kachucks. So watch it with this view in mind when you take in the Four Nations face-off. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next time on 100% Hockey.